Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbreaker, and I'd like to bring you some hymns to mark a particularly joyful occasion in June 1953, the coronation of the young Queen of England, Elizabeth II. That's with Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. Those lovely words from Psalm 34 were set to music by Ralph Vaughan Williams for a particularly joyful occasion in June 1953, the coronation of the young Queen of England, Elizabeth II. Only 10 years earlier, the world had been caught in the deadly grip of war. Now the horrors and the hardships of that long conflict were over, and a new chapter could begin. It was a time of hope and confidence, a time for building a brave new world based on the best traditions inherited from the past. Vaughan Williams was well placed to express those sentiments in his music. He spent much of his life exploring English folk song, and his music often makes use of traditional folk elements. He also studied the great English composers of the Tudor period, and they too had a strong influence on him. The string piece we've been listening to is his Fantasia on a theme of Thomas Tallis. It's actually based on one of Tallis's hymn tunes, and it won't surprise you to hear that Vaughan Williams himself was quite an expert on English hymns. As a matter of fact, he edited the English hymnal, and he even wrote a few hymns himself, like this one. Of all the saints. And this one. A prayer for the coming of the Holy Spirit. But the reason I've chosen to talk about Vaughan Williams today is because I want to play you another piece that he prepared for the Queen's coronation, his arrangement of the hymn All People That on Earth Do Dwell. Vaughan Williams didn't actually write the tune this time. It's a few centuries older. I've mentioned before on this programme that some of the Reformed churches didn't really approve of hymns because they wanted people to sing texts from the Bible. Psalms were ideal for this, and to make them easier for people to sing, they were often recast in regular verse forms. That's what's meant by metrical psalms. So the 100th psalm, "Cry out with joy to God all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness, come before him singing for joy," comes out as, "All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice, him serve with fear, his praise forth tell, come ye before him and rejoice."
Thank you.
in Calvinist Geneva, simple tunes were written for each of the psalms, and the Old Hundredth, as this tune is called, was the one used for the hundredth psalm. Not too many of the other Genevan psalm tunes are widely used today. They're a bit austere for modern tastes, but this one really caught on. It's easy to sing, it has a joyful dignity, and it's a great outpouring of praise to God. Listen to what Vaughan Williams did with the triumphant conclusion. To Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the God whom heaven and earth adore, from men and from the angel host, be praise and glory evermore.
You were listening there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.